Kerry, celebrating Kerry's heritage.
Hello, I'm Michael Connolly, the Kerry County Archaeologist. Now, Ireland has been inhabited since around 9000 BC, and each succeeding generation of people have left their mark on the landscape of the country, giving Ireland a rich and varied archaeological heritage. Up until recent times, this heritage has been protected by the magic of the Sidhe, folk taboos and primitive farming techniques. But with the advent of more pragmatic times, farming methods have changed, the old folk taboos are gone, the fairies no longer act as archaeological vigilantes, and our archaeological heritage is constantly under attack from perceived progress. The onus to protect the archaeology of the country falls on mere mortals, and it's only through a collective effort that we can ensure a future for our past. All over Kerry there are archaeological field monuments, rink forts, Fullachtafia, cairns, standing stones, etc., that are visible in the landscape yet are under threat from development, farming, erosion, and in some cases vandalism and theft. Every effort is made to protect these monuments in law, but without the help of the local population through the reporting of damage or destruction, it is nigh impossible to enforce the law. There is a more valuable aspect to our archaeological heritage. The archaeological sites, features and artefacts that cannot be seen in the landscape but are buried beneath the soil. Sites and artefacts in this category are usually uncovered by chance through farming activity or development, and if they are not identified and recorded immediately, are often lost. If you witness damage to or destruction of a monument in your area, what should you do? You should, if possible, take a photograph and brief description of the damage and note the exact location of the site. Contact your local Garda station and report the damage. Contact the National Monuments Division of Dúchas, the Heritage Service, or contact the County Archaeologist on 066 718 3785. If you find an archaeological artefact, either on its own or as part of a site, you should also contact the National Museum of Ireland or Kerry County Museum. Such action could make all the difference between saving an archaeological site and losing it, recording the remains of a site and failing to know of its existence, adding to the collection of artefacts from the county and not, saving the archaeological heritage of the county and watching it disappear. The old farming methods, the folk taboos and the Sidhe are gone, no longer of worth in the modern world. It's up to all of us not to let the archaeological heritage of Kerry go the same way as a footnote to progress.
Kelura Kiri was produced by Kerry County Council in association with Radio Kerry.